Hi. No, no, I'm just watching food shows. Actually, I'm not really even watching it. At least not completely. I mean, I'm kind of slipping in and out. Well, I'm trying to come up with backstory for my D&D character for our campaign, too. Well, and then I got distracted thinking about needing new dice. So then I was scrolling around looking at those. And then that got me thinking about minis. So then I started looking those up again. And then that got me thinking of if my species and class combo was actually a good fit. So then I started going back to the drawing board on the character itself. But then I started second-guessing myself on that, because I'm trying to do a fun, silly character, so I don't need to be emphasizing making the most effective character. In fact, if anything, it might even be more fun narratively to try to make someone that, on the surface, is a really bad combination, because that invites story potentials. So then that really sent me back to the drawing board, so to speak. I mean, I can't actually draw very well. Not that I haven't tried, mind you. But then, meanwhile, I've also been tuning in and out of said aforementioned cooking show. and then I tell myself that I'm trying to do too many things at once, so I put my phone down and I really focus on what's on the screen, but then inspiration hits and I pick the phone back up, and so the cycle goes in and out. But in theory, on the face of it, I'm watching a cooking competition. I mean, I don't know the first thing about cooking. Like, they throw out all these terms, and I don't really know what any of them mean, even though they've said them on the show a million times. I mean, I'd make a complete ass of myself on anything, even approximating what they have to do, but it's fun to watch. I always go back to them when I need something on in the background. Well, yeah, I mean, it's like a safe exercise for my anxiety, if that makes any sense. I mean, I've heard people say that about horror movies before, but I can't do horror movies because, I mean, that's like a bit too much. Like, I really can't handle gore, even a little bit. It's just way too much, and I've never been able to stomach it. It feels like my entire body's gonna just, like, break out in hives, or like, my skin is trying to, like, jump off my skeleton, if that makes any sense. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, and even if it did, what a horrible way to put that. I'm literally talking about how I can't handle horror, and I managed to say something that's equally horrifying in trying to describe why I don't like it. Ugh. Ugh, now I freaked myself out. Ugh, don't think about it. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Anyway, yeah. So, no, horror movies. I can't do it. I get it. I get it for people who can, but I'm not one of them. But a show like this. This is my kind of thing, because, like, it's ultimately low stakes. I'm sure it isn't low stakes for them, for the people on it, competing on it. I mean, the judges maybe, but, you know, for the people doing it, it has to feel life-changing, and it probably is. But, like, for me, as a viewer, there's a million episodes, and none of them are really all that crazy. I mean, it's really easy to zone in and out, so it's low stakes in that way. But then when it is one that actually captures my attention or my interest, or more truthfully, if I'm bored enough with the other stuff, and it actually becomes my focus by virtue of not having anything else holding it, then it's this kind of soft anxiety playground where all my nervous energy can kind of run around rampant in this little show that is presentationally intense and crazy, and they're running around and the judges are shouting, and there's only one fryer and there's only one ice cream machine, and if she can't get these apples in the next 30 seconds, she's not gonna have anything to play for the dessert round. And it's just this quaint little corner of the television universe where my crazy, nervous, mile-a-minute thoughts just kind of fit right in and meet the energy where it's at. But it's also quick, and it's not interpersonal drama, and I can tune in and out of it at any time without feeling like I'm losing anything. And when you're a fairly frantic person, that can feel really nice. hi. that's... That's That's your hand. Yeah, it's on my and it's yeah. Oh yeah. Is this wanting to yes please right, yep. for my own enlightenment, is it the mindless rambling about a topic that I'm passionate about that creates the attraction, or is it more like a defense mechanism in the face of the endless ramble? Yeah, we can explore the psychology of it later. In lieu of exploring exploring fuck. Do what? Accomplished chefs screaming at me in the background to get it on the plate in the middle of a sexual encounter deeply motivating, but I think I'm feeling plenty encouraged without their help. Was that a complete sentence? Too many clothes. not that you're not making great headway even through the fabric. I want to feel your touch, all of you. Can I? Oh, good. Okay. Ow. Yep. No, I got it. Ow. No, that's cut. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And now this shirt. Ow. Why is it so hard? Oh my god, getting undressed laying down is ow. Okay. I'm kind of stuck. My shirt's oh. Okay, yeah, I can stay like this. Yeah, no, that's hot. I'm so hard already. Oh my god. Oh god, you get me so hard. What? I don't think we have any lube in here. Oh fuck yes. Oh, I'll suck on your fingers. Oh fuck. Your hand feels so good. Yes. Yeah, squeeze. Squeeze. And my balls too. Please. Oh yeah. Oh. I want to make you feel good too, but I know, but I can't touch you when you got my hands like this, with my face, when you, oh God, yes, oh, please, God, I'm already so close. Oh no, please don't slow down. I'm so close. Yes, I want to come so bad. Please let me come for you. Yes. Please keep stroking. Ride my face and stroke me. Please. So hard. I need you so bad, please. Yes. Even just one finger, I'll take anything, please. Oh, please. Okay, I won't squirm. I'm trying not to. Oh, fuck.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, I'm a good boy. I'm yours. Oh, it's yours. Yes. Please make me come. Oh, God, even with just a finger stroking me. Oh my god, I'm gonna.
God, that was so much. Oh, that felt so good. I can't believe I came that hard. Yes. Oh my God, it's sensitive. Okay. Oh my God, that is cruel. Oh, fuck. I can't believe I really came from just one finger like that. What can I say? You bring it out in me, metaphorically and literally, apparently. I love you too. So much. Oh, God. I made such a mess. Would you want to go to the shower together, and maybe while we're in there, we could even the score, so to speak. Fuck yes.